Wednesday, March the 25th, day 4 of my quarantine diary. There's a saying that those whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad. Well, I've got an alternative version of that, which says that those whom the gods wish to annoy, they first of all arrange to have quarantined, and then they put on the most glorious weather day after day, just to drive them crackers. And believe me, it's working. Sitting here in my study looking out at a glorious day, I kept thinking, you know what, I'd really like to be walking along the North Norfolk coast with a pair of binoculars, trying, usually inaccurately and unsuccessfully, to identify the various exotic birds which regularly inhabit that part of the world. But anyway, here I am. The thing that most amused me this morning was a report from Alicante in Spain, which is also in lockdown, where some clever policeman was outside an apartment block, and he observed residents of the apartment block coming out for their permitted daily exercise. And four individuals, at one time or another, came out to walk their dog, which I guess is perfectly allowable. But this cunning policeman noticed that there were four different individuals, but it was always the same dog. And so he gave them a ticket for contravening their quarantine regulations. And of course, the question then was, are people, dog owners in the apartment block, actually pimping their dogs? And it turns out that they are. The going rate seems to be between 20 and 25 euros per walk, which only goes to show that you should never underestimate the ingenuity of people who want to contravene a regulation. What it reminds me of is a famous story from Ireland, my home country, during the Second World War. Now, the Republic of Ireland was neutral in that conflict, much to the infuriation of Winston Churchill and no doubt many others. And indeed, the whole of this global conflict was known in Ireland as, would you believe it, the emergency. I don't think there was any rationing in Ireland during the war, but there were changes in regulations to reflect the gravity of the times. And one of those changes was a reduction in the opening hours of pubs. And in urban areas, at any rate, the pubs closed earlier than before. There was a loophole, however, which was that for pubs that were in rural locations, they had an exemption which would allow a publican to serve alcohol to what were described in the legislation, I think, as bona fide travellers, people on the road. What then happened, I gather, was that if you were in Dublin City towards closing time on an average evening, after the landlord had said, closing time, have yous no homes to go to, a strange sight could be seen. All over the city, groups of men in overcoats, wearing caps or hats, would climb unsteadily onto bicycles and, in a kind of crazed peloton, make their way to the city limits and slightly beyond, where they would find a rural pub. And then they would hammer vigorously on the door until an astonished and irate publican opened his bedroom window upstairs, and they would demand entry and alcohol, on the grounds that, as they used to say, wheeze is bona fides. I noticed that there's a report in yesterday's Financial Times of some research by a team at Oxford University, which has concluded that many more people in the population have been infected by the coronavirus without much in the way of illness or damage. And this led me to wonder if one did get a mild case of the virus, how would one know? And then I find that one of the alleged signs that you might have it is that you suddenly lose your sense of smell. Unfortunately, this is no consolation to me because my sense of smell is very poor, and I'm not entirely convinced that I'd notice if it suddenly disappeared. So I shall remain in the dark.